Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in for good measure. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, reacting instead of responding? Like emotions are just hijacking your day and leaving you feeling out of control? Well, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into building emotional intelligence, and trust me, it's not as complicated as it sounds. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower for living a more fulfilling, focused life. So, how do we unlock this power? It all starts with self-awareness, knowing your emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning to manage them before they manage you. Imagine it like being the CEO of your own mind. You wouldn't just let every random thought or feeling run rampant, would you? No way. You need a strategic plan, a clear vision, and the ability to steer the ship in the right direction. Self-awareness is that roadmap, that compass guiding you through the emotional landscape. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your self-awareness muscle. First up, pay attention to your body. Ever notice how your heart races when you're stressed or your stomach churns when you're nervous? These physical sensations are clues your body is giving you about what emotions are brewing beneath the surface. Learn to recognize these signs and understand what they mean. It's like having a built-in emotional alarm system, letting you know when things are getting heated. Second, journal your feelings. No need for Shakespearean prose here, just jot down how you feel throughout the day, along with any events or situations that might have triggered those emotions. This helps you identify patterns and see which triggers send you spiraling. It's like looking at a weather forecast for your own emotional state, allowing you to prepare and navigate accordingly. Third, practice mindfulness meditation. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like watching a movie of your own life unfold, noticing the scenes, characters, and emotions without getting swept up in the drama. Over time, this cultivates a sense of calm and clarity, helping you detach from your emotions and respond more thoughtfully. Fourth, seek feedback from trusted friends or colleagues. Ask them for honest observations about your emotional expression and how it impacts others. It can be eye-opening to hear things from an outside perspective, especially when we tend to be blind spots in our own self-awareness. And finally, remember that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and periods of confusion. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. Think of it like learning a new instrument. It takes time and effort, but the more you play, the better you become. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, presenting a big project to your team. Suddenly, your heart starts pounding, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar wave of anxiety wash over you. But instead of letting those feelings control you, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is a chance to share your ideas and make a positive impact. You focus on your message, connect with your audience, and deliver a powerful presentation, all while managing those pesky emotions in the background. D. Self-awareness doesn't mean eliminating your feelings. It means understanding them, accepting them, and using them to fuel your success. So, remember these key takeaways. Pay attention to your body, journal your emotions, practice mindfulness, seek feedback, and never stop learning about yourself. It's an investment that will pay dividends in every area of your life, your relationships, your career, and most importantly, your overall well-being. Now go out there, own your emotions, and become the CEO of your own incredible life. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-awareness magic. And hey, if you enjoyed this chat, leave us a review, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and conquer those emotional mountains one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.